Chapter 7, Philosophy of the Rod, the Teaching Rod. For a little while, God has placed the soul of your child under your tutelage. Your home is a moral workshop where you help God prepare your child for heavenly citizenship. The developing child benefits from growing up in a home that mimics the government of God. Proper application of the rod is essential in causing the child to understand the judgment of God and, eventually, the grace of God. In the limited world of the child, parents are representatives of truth and justice, dispensers of punishment and reward. A child's parents are the window through which he develops a view of what God is like and how moral government functions. If you make rules and do not respect them enough to enforce them, you will be making a negative statement about law in general. Your responses to transgressions are stage-playing the responses of God. By proper application of the rod, children will come to understand the concepts of law and accountability. Unless all transgression, rebellion, and meanness of spirit are treated as God treats sin, the child's worldview will be false. If temporal authorities do not honor the law enough to enforce it with punishment, why should the child expect the great eternal authority to be any different? The military uses real bullets in training men to avoid enemy fire. Replacing the rod with hollow threats would be to your children like replacing live bullets with blanks. It would get the men killed later in real battle. The fear of God. A child must take seriously the moral law. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, Proverbs 9:10. In defining the root of sin, Paul said, "There is no fear of God before their eyes," Romans 3:18. The proper use of the rod teaches a wholesome fear. Do not fall victim to the modern rewriting of fear as respect. For Jesus said, "But I will forewarn you whom ye shall fear. Fear him, which after he hath killed, hath power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him." Luke 12:5. The scripture makes a distinction between honor, love, and fear. Honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. 1 Peter 2:17. Though we don't have the spirit of fear, we who understand eternity fear to be in opposition to the avenger of all evil. Remember, you are preparing your child for real living in a real world, where they will face a real God in a real judgment of real accountability to a real reward in a real eternity. This is no game. The rewards are great. The loss too horrible for a parent not to make this top priority. Use of the rod is not optional with a Bible believer. It is God's design for proper training. The eternal souls of your children are at stake. Understanding grace. The end a Christian has in view for his children is not simply submission to the rule of law, but that the child should understand the grace of God. Only through the naked sword of the law are we pressed into an understanding of grace. The law is our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, Galatians 3:24. God could not show himself on Mount Calvary until he first showed himself on Mount Sinai. By strictly enforcing the rules of the household through legislation, accountability, and punishment, you not only teach your children to fear and respect the lawgiver, but you create opportunities to demonstrate grace. What a sacred and wonderful responsibility!